blasted the state, and we're going to do a little checking up here today with folks in different communities across the state of South Dakota here to see about emergency management and some notes for people across the state. We've got Mark Cotter with us here in the Kirby Family Studio in Sioux Falls. He's manager of the Public Works Department for the city of Sioux Falls. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Also on the phone, Carl Jegeris, chief of police for Rapid City, and he is on the phone from Rapid City. Thanks for joining us, Chief Jegeris.
You're welcome. Good morning, Lori.
Also on the phone, Amy Leone. She is city manager for the city of Yankton. Amy, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Chief Jegeris, I want to start with you in Rapid City. Give us an idea. You're buried with snow while we're still looking at rain here in Sioux Falls, I expect. Tell us what's the latest from Rapid City.
Yeah, well, really the big issue for us is the drifting of snow because of the high winds that occurred. So there'll be some areas that have little snow and then other areas that are, you know, up to 5 feet deep. So that's causing complications for travel. We currently have a no travel advisory in the city and in Pennington County as well. But crews from both the city, the county, and the state are working hard, and I would anticipate that we'll be able to lift that sometime early this afternoon.
And Mark Carter, what are some of the big issues here in the city of Sioux Falls? Something quite different, really.
Yeah, so two of the key risks that we're dealing with is managing all the storm water from the rain while the rivers are running at, in many cases, historic levels. And then the second, we're getting a lot of extraneous flow or extra flow into the wastewater system, and our wastewater plant is running over double what it normally does. So if our normal daytime flows are around 21 million gallons a day, we're still at about 44 to 46 million gallons a day, which puts a lot of stress on infrastructure. So we've got teams that are focused on both, trying to get the stormwater moving. In many cases, like in some of our high volume roadways near the mall, near 41st and Shirley, all that stormwater gets in the intakes, but now it's in the underground pipe system, and that's full. And it can't drain into the river because the river is so high. So what we have to do is we have to force it. We have to put pumps in and pump that stormwater over the levee system so we can restore the transportation system. And we've got a lot of straws stuck in those areas. And we're going to be pumping for the next probably 2 days solid with a significant pumping effort to try to restore our transportation system.
And what are you asking folks in the city of Sioux Falls to do? Because you can probably tell by looking at me, I have not washed my hair or used any excess water here today. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, thank you. Well, first of all, if you come upon, because the river levels are continuing to change, and so if you come upon a road that is blocked, please call us at 367-7000. Absolutely don't drive through the water. You know, after water moves across the road, over a period of time, it can wash out the road. So you may drive through it once, and then when you're coming back, it may be washed out. So there's been a number, I know, in the county, they've had some water rescues, and we just don't want people to put people in jeopardy like that. So I would just, you know, and part of this is just patience. We got to allow these river levels to come down. We got to allow our low areas to get pumped out. And then the last is, like you mentioned, if people can restrict their water usage really through Friday to their basic needs, that would give that'd be one component of letting our plant get caught up. And we absolutely don't want anyone to put sump pump water down their floor drains. That's all connected to the wastewater system. And it, you know, if you have about four sump pumps that are connected into the system, it can back up that sewer, which could affect your neighbor. So just get those sump pump hoses, drug out, put them on your driveway, let them run down the street. And in a few days here, we'll recover.
Amy Leone, City Manager of Yankton, give us the update from Yankton, please.
Yes, our major issue that we've been dealing with is local flooding. We have a number of people that needed to be evacuated yesterday from some hotels, as well as a assisted living complex and some single-family homes who are in temporary shelters. Our water levels are going down. However, we've just started round two of the weather situation, and now we're getting snow and very high winds. So we, too, are advising no travel and that people stay put. We also are dealing with our water management and our wastewater plant, trying to keep up there and asking folks to use as little water as possible. so that we can keep up with the extreme water levels that are historic here as well. So we're working on those. Also, we're dealing with a lot of debris from yesterday's water, big pieces of debris in the streets and along people's yards and boulevards. We're trying to have our crews get out there and get those up because they pose a safety issue for our residents as well.
Amy, any advice there for those residents? Anything that you're asking community members to do?
We're asking people to stay home. We're asking people to stay away from waterways and from flooded streets, not to drive around the barricades. We're also asking people not to be the Gladys Kravitz looky-loos. We know people are curious and they want to know who they can help. We have a system 211 to help coordinate help for people that need it. We just don't want to have any safety issues associated with people just being curious. And we also need our emergency folks to be able to get to the people that need help and to be able to pick up the debris, et cetera. It's a lot easier if we don't have people standing around watching and following around our crews.
Talk a little more about debris, and do you want people picking it up on their own? Do you want them calling and reporting it? What are your hopes as far as, you know, people sort of see debris? When is it significant and needs to be addressed?
Right. We'd like people to call it in, but we're a community of roll up your sleeves and pitch in. So if folks feel they want to do that, we're asking them to move it, off the right of way onto the boulevard. However, major debris we'd like reported, and we can get that with our crews. However, we know some folks are already doing that on their own, so we appreciate that help. We're not encouraging that, but we'll get to it if they call it in.
Chief Jegeris, in Rapid City, have you seen an increase in accidents or stranded motorists? How are people handling the storm and the messages about staying home?
Yeah, so overnight we did have a handful of rescues that we coordinated from our emergency operations center that we have set up with the sheriff's office, the fire department, the police department. But for the most part, I would say the community was prepared for the storm. They had plenty of warning, and they listened to the recommendations that people stay sheltered in place. And so that was very helpful. Today, this morning, we do have some complications with snow removal because people are getting stuck on the side streets. Most of the arterial roads are already plowed clear. I-90 is reopened from Rapid City west to the Wyoming line, and that road seems to be fine. So we're doing pretty good, and we're almost out of it here.
Are there areas of Rapid City that are more challenging to navigate than others, Chief Jegeris, or is it pretty much a Black Hills wide storm at this point?
Well, the areas that have more wind, so some of the outlying areas north of I-90, that's where the super large drifting is occurring. However, I've seen some of the biggest drifts in the city limits that I've seen in a long time as well, and it's just very random. And so that's causing people to get stuck because they're on a road and they think everything's fine, and then all of a sudden there's a drift that causes them to become stuck, and then that hampers snow removal and has kind of a trickle-down effect to inefficiency of getting back to normal here. But like I said, we're almost there. Crews have been working very hard. They've been doing a good job, and most residents have heeded the warnings that have been given.
Mark Cotter, areas of Sioux Falls that are problematic and areas that are not, the areas that are problematic, because sometimes you sit in one place and you look out the window and you're like, what's the big deal? And then you go somewhere else and there's a surprise.
Right. Well, one of the things we've tried to do for this event is we've got an interactive map on our website that we want people to go to. So if you just go to SiouxFalls.org, you'll see a link to an interactive map that'll show you where the road closures are. But essentially, we've got Skunk Creek flows into the city on the west side of town. And since that is running at historic levels, that's generally where we're having the issues. We're trying to get the storm drainage system to drain down. That's where we're pumping the localized ponding into the river because it's not free draining. And so really, it's probably more western and southern parts of the city that are being more affected by the transportation system because of Skunk Creek is running it so high. you know, I've got a stat here that these things don't happen very often, and I think it's important. So we have a river gauge that the National Weather Service told us at Western Avenue on the Big Sioux River that the last time the historic high was at 16 feet. Today it reached 17.1. So it beat the all-time high by over a foot of additional river flow. That's just an enormous amount of water that's coming through there that's really affecting the entire greenway system for the city of Sioux Falls. So we're also encouraging people to, as Amy said, don't go close. Don't go just checking it out, because that the river levels are changing constantly. That moving water is very dangerous. And really the entire watershed all down here to the falls is running at some of the peak levels. And very dangerous.
Any ice dams that you're sort of seeing? Because that was all frozen not too long ago.
Yeah, we've seen quite a bit of ice move overnight. And so one of the things that the pumping teams had mentioned is while they were setting up, they were pumping water on moving ice. And then it quickly kind of moves through. Yesterday, we seen some historic highs right down here in the downtown in front of Schrappa Place. And then there's a low head dam. Basically straight up from your studio here, if you walk straight to the river, then I'm sure caught some of that water yesterday that was really rising the water behind it. So it's just a very, it's a very dangerous time to be near a river when the water starts to run high and coupled with the ice.
Now is not the time to go visit the falls to see
That's right.
What you can see. Amy Lone, anything else from the Yankton area that you wanted to make sure to let people know?
I would let people know that even though we think the majority of the flooding is over, we're still in a winter storm and blizzard, so it's still not safe to travel, and we're having some high winds. We're just not out of the woods yet, so we need people to still use caution, and we know we're going to have a long spring ahead. We've had a lot of damage to our parks as well and our trail system. We're going to have a lot of repairs going forward, so we appreciate people's patience. We're a small community, and we're a strong community. And as soon as we bring back our title, our basketball title from Rapid City, we'll get to work on cleaning up.
Carl Jagras, any final thoughts for folks from Rapid City, please?
Yeah, the Civic Center is well-prepared to host the basketball tournament here, and games are on as scheduled. And so good luck to Yankton and everybody else that will be here playing those games.
Mark, any final thoughts?
Just use good common sense, be patient, and this too will pass.
Mark Cotter is manager of the Public Works Department for the City of Sioux Falls. Carl Jagras is chief of police for Rapid City. And Amy Leone is city manager for Yankton. Thank you all so much for the update. We appreciate your time.